You know, it's just sometimes the life gets hard and that. We're forced to do that because Centrelink is a bit, you know, don't give us enough. Our rent's that hard. Fellas don't like to employ, you know, the average black fella. If we don't have job experience, we can't get the job. If we don't have rental references, yeah, we can't get a house. Yeah, if they spent more money on housing's the biggest issue for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that if there was, you know, more community housing for Indigenous, specifically for young Indigenous people, as well as the middle age, yeah, that would solve a lot of homelessness, a lot of hunger and a lot of domestic violence within our homes, because a lot of the times we're all cramped up in one house because we've got no choice but to live with each other, and within that comes paydays, and all the paydays everyone wants to do is forget their, you know, drink their sorrows away or get on the gear or, you know, this and that, and before you know it, people are fighting and this and that, and then it's that cycle we live in, and that's what brings us back to where we are now. See, the world nowadays is all about greed, money. It's a cycle of that. So,
money's evil.
And that's what I love about, you know, our mob out in the bush and out, you know, up, you know, specifically NT and that, you know, the money to them is nothing. They get given a lot of money so they can stay quiet about, you know, get paid a lot of royalties so we don't say anything. But yeah, to them, they just throw it around like there's nothing because it's not a value. It's the land is our value, you know, and that's what we need to remind ourselves as Aboriginal people is money is what is given to us, so we're therefore we become needy of it and we survive on it. Like, I'm not getting the words right,
dependent.
But depending on it.
Yep. Now, you're spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.